With museum night and church night having already become a tradition in Prague and some other Czech cities, this weekend the Czech Republic will see its very first theater night. Theater halls and performance groups will offer a whole variety of programming indoors and in the streets on Saturday afternoon and evening. For this week's Arts, I had a chance to speak to Pavla Petrova, the director of the Arts and Theatre Institute in Prague, which is organizing Theatre Night. I first asked her how the institute came to organize the Czech version of this international event.
This idea is about 4 years old, and the first theatre, they came with this idea. It was Croatian theatre for kids. Puppet theater, and we discovered this great idea last year in communication with our partners abroad, and of course because we are the main info point for Czech theater, for Czech scene, also for promotion of Czech theater abroad, we decided to organize, to coordinate this the first night in the Czech Republic.
And just to get some facts down, how many theaters are taking part in how many cities and how many hours?
Oh, it's surprisingly a lot of theaters, but also a lot of theater companies, also amateur companies. It's more than 80 companies, theaters, around 24 cities around the Czech Republic. More than half it's in Prague, of course. Logically, and I mean about hours, it depends on theaters, on places. Some theaters, they are starting this program for kids already afternoon, and the night is dedicated to adult program. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us maybe highlight some of your favorite shows that are going to be seen on Saturday?
I like really that it's not just about performances. It's also about to show how is performances from the beginning. What is the work to prepare performance? Audience can really try different professions in theater. In some theaters, they can be, for example, light designer. And what I like as well, that theater is also spread inside the cities. So in many places, like in Brno, for example, there is like Lampion parade. There is a lot of site-specific performances in non-traditional places. For example, in Prague, it will be in the main railway station. Or in Theatre Arka in Prague, audience can go to lay down in beds during the evening, during the performance in theatre. Mm-hmm.
In Prague and in larger cities, I imagine there are many theatre goers. Did you face any bigger problems in promoting this event in the smaller towns? Did you do anything differently there compared to what you did in Prague?
I think the promotion it's same because we have the website to promote the event. It's working very well. We use as well the application for the mobile phones and internet CityB, where people around the Czech Republic, even foreigners visiting Prague and other cities, they can download the program and to see the scale of programming for that evening. So I think it's working very well, and people are very interested to see theaters also in a different phase.
Normally for smaller town theaters, is it more difficult for them to get a lot of people to come to their performances? How important is this specific night for those smaller theaters?
I think the main result is that it's support of audience, so-called audience development. Because now in 21st century, it's the role of theaters. It's also not just to invite them for the performances, but to participate with the audience, to develop the audience, new generation for theaters. And I think in that sense, the Night of Theaters, it's helping a lot.
And how much support did you get from the city? And obviously, the theaters themselves have offered a lot of resources, but this is a huge event to put together, especially in so many different cities. How much support did you get from other institutions?
We are institutions supported by the Ministry of Culture, so we don't have any special grants or subsidies, and even from the state for the Night of Theaters, even from the city. I think it doesn't cost much money. It's about how to involve employees in theaters, how to involve audience, volunteers, for example. They use a lot of volunteers as well. So it's question to be more efficient. It's not the question of money.
Mm-hmm. And do you think this will continue? Do you think, are you hoping to make this a tradition?
We hope, we are almost sure we will continue, because it was very, very successful already about how it's visited the website, for example. Of course, we will do evaluation after the end, after the next week, and we will continue for sure. It will be again third Saturday in November. So there is maybe one interesting moment that sometimes it will be more closer to 17th of November. So maybe some years it will be more connected, for example, with memory of that day in our Czech history.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And are there going to be any foreign theaters here this year? Do you think that for the future there might also be some foreign troops visiting the theater night in Prague?
I think this is the first year, so we must really wait how it will be, and to map all activities, all interest, and of course everything is possible for the future.